This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 5:48 Friday morning. Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning. Did you dye your hair?
I dyed it. I cut it.
Oh, you cut it too? Look at me. Let me see you. Oh, you did.
I'm not psyched about it.
Why?
I just don't like it.
What don't you like?
I just don't. I asked for a shag, and there's like all these really long pieces. It doesn't matter. I need to find a new hairdresser. Just, I never walk out of there like, yeah, that's what I wanted. Never.
You go to the same person every
time? I have
time?
Been for a while now, since it started growing. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Well, hold on. Take it easy. I mean, what is wrong with you? I got to look at you, and you look different. So yeah. Let me see what's doing. So you dyed your hair yourself, or she did it?
I did it. I did it after she cut it. She always, and that's the thing, too. Like, she always cuts it dry. I feel like you get a better cut when they you know, wash it and do it. Because then
yeah,
they can see the whole
like that
thing.
Dry
and
cut.
Why she dry cut it?
I don't know. She just, that's what she does. She likes to wash it afterward. And I mean, she's wicked nice. I feel bad. Like, I like her. We have a pleasant conversation every time. But I just got to find someone. Like, I'm like, Chrissy Hynde shag. That's what I walk in with every time. And this is what I got. And this is so not anywhere near.
Does she
near.
Know who Chrissy Hynde is?
I show her a picture of what I want. And then I walk out and it's.
It doesn't make sense.
That's too bad.
I feel like I could go as Jane for Halloween right now. Like, it's that blunt. It almost looks
bob.
Like it almost looks like a blunt bob. Yeah. And I was like, shag it
I
out. Like,
give me some
short stuff. Whatever. Blah blah blah.
Well,
you know, I woke up this morning and my house was still standing. And frankly, with the smell of the smoke in the air and everything that's been going on, I'm just grateful for that every morning. And to everybody who isn't waking up having the feeling like, okay, my house is still there, I am so sorry. I just, the more and more stories coming out of the North Bay and just more and more evacuees and more needs that people have and just... It's horrible. Hooman, you went up to the food bank yesterday, yeah? How did that go?
Yeah, that's exactly. We went with two kind of big Land Rovers full of food and supplies. And when we got to the Redwood Empire Food Bank, they were incredibly organized.
Oh, good. Good.
It was a constant flow of cars coming in, dropping off food, volunteers, like, really ready to receive it, giant warehouse. And then they had cars immediately ready to go distribute the food.
Oh.
It was just this constant flow. So when
that's
I got...
That's the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And
so,
where is that exactly?
So it's in the heart of Santa Rosa. So we took the 101 all the way up, and you could see the devastation from 101. You could see so many burned buildings, so many fields that were on fire. Nothing was on fire when we were there that we could see. But when we got there, I grabbed the woman, I think her name is Helen, the head of volunteers, and I did a big interview with her for the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We did a Facebook
woman.
Live yesterday.
Sounds like a radio name. Helen, the head of what volunteers?
The head of volunteers.
That's her full name?
Helen, the head of volunteers.
Yeah.
Helen, right. The head.
It's quite a name.
And she's
like a superhero. Helen, the head.
She took us around, and then I, you know, used my phone to show the warehouse, get all the information, see what
great,
kind of
Hooman.
Oh, thanks. Get see what kind of food they were wanting, and
so she was telling you specific needs, and
very
are they
specific.
Just doing food, or they do toiletries and stuff too?
Well, we had some toiletries. We had you know, that company EO. I think they're local. They gave us a bunch of like hand sanitizers and moisturizers, and they did take it there. But they're mainly a food.
They're a food. Place.
But we also had, you know, a lot of pillows, a lot of blankets. So we hung out there for a bit, met a lot of volunteers, saw all the volunteer opportunities there. And then we headed over to New Life Church in Novato. And that's where we took our children's books, our blankets, our beauty products, and they're this church is actually a church because they're converting their sanctuary into a shelter, which I was like, wow, a church acting like a church. It's unbelievable.
It's unheard of.
It's unheard of. So I met with them, and I did another interview with the guy who was the head of volunteers for them as well. Another Facebook Live, and I put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, too. We did them both from there.
Good job.
And then today, St. John the Baptist Catholic School in downtown Napa is going to take underwear and sleeping bags and coffee and water and sugar and grocery gift cards, and they're going to distribute them immediately throughout the entire Napa County. So there's one more opportunity. Anyway, KCBS heard I was doing this, so they said, hey, could you pop on at 6:20 and
tell us? Oh, you're going to go over and...
Yeah.
Oh,
just for a minute and kind of give them a report.
That's
Drive
wonderful.
Everyone back
Shall
to
we
the
pull
sit.
Their, we'll pull their air.
Oh, hell yeah, we'll pull their air.
This was my rehearsal for that.
No, just, you know what? Don't be nervous and go in with the same kind of enthusiasm you just had. Like, that was really concise.
And don't write
and well
it down.
Done. Yeah, don't write it all down.
But I will say this. Those masks are crucial.
Yes.
Those particles are everywhere. It's surprisingly not as bad in Santa Rosa, but all the other surrounding cities where the wind is blowing too, it's everywhere. You smell it. You feel it. You see it falling on your car.
They have some satellite images, video, like satellite video of how the, I mean, it's really, it's the East Bay. It's going right across the peninsula and then like gathering in San Jose.
Yeah.
Like it's actually...
It's bad down there.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say it because I know, I assume that it's worse...
I don't
North
know
Bay.
That it is. It's getting blown right out of there.
But the kids can't go out and exercise. They're keeping them in.
Right.
What sat in Scotts Valley, I want to say 2 days ago, it was gray. You could not see the sky.
Right.
It was gray. It was crazy. And the dudes painting were like, we had to shut the windows because of the smoke. And I'm like,
the
guys
fumes
are breathing
from the
paint fumes.
Is better than the smoke fumes.
What the hell? That's a true story. I had to laugh. I'm like, oh my God, the painters are taking in the paint fumes over the smoke.
Right.
That settled outside.
There was four of us, and two of the four were like, oh, my throat's killing. And we were out for about 3.5 hours.
Right.
They're like, I can't swallow.
It's
I'm
a
like,
constant sore throat and a constant chest tightness.
Well, so what did we do yesterday? We ordered two boxes of the N95 mask made by 3M.
So 160 of those.
And
those were readily available on Amazon if people are looking for those.
That's what I want to make clear. So you can help by ordering those right now. We ordered them on Amazon. They're delivered on Monday. And then I don't know who's making the run, but... We'll get them up to the North Bay to the people
we'll
who need
it
them.
Out.
Right.
But if you can afford to order any amount you can order and
whether
get them,
for personal use or, you know, a bigger quantity to distribute.
Right.
They're crucial right now. There's so many schools that are closed to even in our town. They're like, school's out tomorrow. We're not doing it. Nobody wants, you know, there's so much outside stuff that happens and they just, you know.
When's it going to rain?
I don't know. Supposedly, I heard it might rain next week.
Yeah, I heard that.
That in the long-range forecasts. But who the hell knows? I mean, come on, rain.
Did you hear about the wind this weekend?
I heard it's supposed to get super gusty today.
Yeah.
And then through the weekend, it's going to be hotter.
That's October. I mean, that's just... I know we want to believe that we deserve a break, but October's windy.
Yeah, not
it's normal. I mean, down south, we call them the Santa Ana winds. Here, they're called the Diablo winds. But either
are they? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I keep seeing in the paper. I'm like, okay, the devil winds. Got it. But, you know.
Great. Thank you. They're bringing hell.
They're just warm winds, and they blow strong and often create this problem.
Right. I mean, the problem is, unlike other years.
Oh, and they say... this is the deadliest California fire of all time.
Is
I
that
think.
True?
The count has hit 31 people dead.
Well, now they're starting to get out there and search.
They say it's expected to jump with 100 still missing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
31 was the last count?
31 is what I got right in front of me. I mean, I don't really feel...
Have we got containment numbers at all?
I heard the Tubbs fire this morning was 10%, and the Atlas fire was 7%.
Oh, everything else is
0%.
I didn't hear any other numbers.
Everything else is 0%.
Just unreal.
Well, that was the whole point. Like, Yuzette and I were talking about this every day since it started, and I said, I'm going to wait till Thursday. I think it'll be 50% contained on Thursday. She goes, yeah, that's a good idea. And then, you know, it was 3% contained yesterday. So... You just got to bite the bullet and go in. I know you got to keep the roads clear, but if you have stuff to give, there's a bunch of places that are receiving it.
But make sure first.
Yeah, call
first.
Yeah,
make sure. Yeah, we made sure.
Of course you
We called everybody.
Right.
And those people, I talked to the food bank people as well, and they're so nice.
So nice.
Not surprised how organized they are.
If you're looking to volunteer, go volunteer there. Like, they're ready for you. If you're they're looking even for people in the food industry that know food, because, like, you could even go. But if you just want to wash the food, store it in the warehouses, help distribute it, they have room for you.
Yuzi, this morning I found that. Did you see the email I sent you? Something like 8 things you can do immediately, and there were there's links to GoFundMe pages in there, and then there's like a Napa County Disaster Relief Fund that if you want to write a check. And you don't, you know, if for some reason you're anti the Red Cross, which people, every time we mention the Red Cross, people yell about it.
They get so mad.
I do. I just feel like, okay, well, when your house burns down and they show up, you know, maybe you'll reevaluate. But anyway, there's specific things that you can, donation places and for money and for goods and specific things that they need at that. Yeah. So maybe we'll get that posted up there, too. There were all these specific links for volunteering and that kind of thing.
You know, that is normal. The response to the Red, don't get sucked into that. That is normal. It's the same thing if you say you have milk, someone will go, don't drink dairy. If you say you use gas, they'll be like, don't you.
I know.
I'm trying to live here. Some stuff you got to do. And, you know, everything isn't poison.
Right.
Or it is, but, you know, that's some of the price of just being alive. Yeah, I breathed today.
Yep.
Sorry, I took a poop this morning. You know, that had to go out. That poop had to go somewhere.
It just went away.
There's a cost of being alive, everybody.
There is. There is a cost of being alive.
We wanted to remind people about the animals. Someone just texted in 707. Could you please let listeners know the Solano Fairgrounds in Vallejo have many evacuated animals there. Horses, llamas, sheep. Please put this out there. And then, Sarah, the list that you have.
I think it had like...
Donate to local animal shelters. Humane Society of Sonoma County. SonomaHumane.org. Also, Humane Society of Napa County.
Yeah.
As well as Yuba.
And if you can...
Sutter SPCA.
Foster. I mean, some of these poor animals.
Oh, I wish I could.
If you can do it, do it.
Yeah.
If you can't, totally, you know, do what you can. But man, there's a lot of.
They're saying they need buckets for water.
For
the animals to drink the water,
right.
Yeah.
And feed. Mm-hmm. I mean, they need, you know, there's a lot of. So all these places have specific needs. And, you know, look, RadioAlice.com is a good little jump off point. We've posted a lot of links up there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people are in this area. We're all just sort of pulling together and doing what we can.
I think it's important that we mention now that, you know, right now it's obviously. The fires are still burning, but we're going to be helping along the way.
Yep.
So we're doing what we can now, but there'll be more we can do later as well.
Well, once the fires are out, you know, that's when the real work starts. Mm-hmm. You know, right now it's sort of emergency time. You want people. That's why I think it's important. If you want to volunteer and you want to help in this thing and they don't have opportunities for you right now, get yourself on the volunteer list anyway, because in a month and even further out than that, they're still going to need help. Like, be ready to, you know, the problem is things become less top of mind. You're not in it. You're not seeing it every day.
The holidays are going to be tough.
The holidays are hard.
For a lot of our neighbors in the North Bay. So.
And there have been a lot of hands out recently between Harvey and the shootings and the Mexican earthquake. I mean, there's a lot. And there are going to be more hands. So if you can give and if you can only give your time, And even if you only have a little bit of that, you know, look at a volunteer list and see if maybe that's a way that you can help out. All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. No matter what, it stays Friday all day. Enjoy it, and we'll be right back on Alice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.